Good afternoon. Welcome to Mass on this beautiful day. Powerful story in today's Gospel. Jesus is teaching the crowds, so many of them, pressing in from every side. And he sees two boats then in the water. And he decides to get into one of them, the one belonging to Simon. And he teaches the crowds from the boat. What if that was your boat? Would you let Jesus in? Because he wants to use your boat, whatever that represents in your life and in mine, in order to teach, in order to share the good news. Or am I saying, no, it's my boat. Leave me alone, Lord. Go find somebody else's boat, whatever that may be. God comes into that moment, into that situation. The teaching of God continues. And that teaching is the preface then for the miracle that's about to take place. Jesus says to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Now here, I think, is one of these Gospels where Peter just gets kind of exasperated. You know, looking at Jesus and kind of thinking and saying, Lord, you stick to teaching and I'll stick to fishing. We've been out there all night. We've caught nothing. Jesus says, go out into the deep water and lower your nets. And what happens? They catch more fish than they could ever have imagined, more fish than the boat could hold, and even the other boat that was with them. How many times in our lives does God say to us, go out into deeper water? And how many times do we find an excuse not to do that? I've already been there. I've already done that. I've already seen that. And God says, I need you to go. I'm sending you. And when Peter realizes what has taken place, he's then embarrassed. He falls to his knees and says, Lord, just leave me, because I'm a sinful man. I can't cope with this. And the promise of Jesus, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be no longer fishermen, but fishers of men. You will, by word and deed and the proclamation of the good news, bring others to Jesus. It's then in Luke's Gospel that when they have finished this, they bring their boats to shore and they leave everything and follow Jesus. In one of the other Gospels, Jesus is walking along the lake shore and sees them in their boats and calls them. They immediately leave everything to follow him. I have to wonder, how did they know? Because God had already prepared them for that moment. They'd already seen Jesus preaching and teaching. Maybe they'd seen him performing other miracles. And that when he calls them by name to follow him, their hearts are already prepared. And they walk after him. They follow him. But isn't that the beauty of who our God is? He wants us to have the best of everything. He wants us to have more of everything. He wants us to know that he is with us in everything. So when he says, go out into the deeper water, He's not telling us to do it alone. He's going with us. He goes with those disciples in the boat, and he watches them as they cast the nets and as the haul of fish comes in. Never be afraid to follow what God asks of you. Even if you think you've already been there and already done that. Because God has a purpose and a reason. There is something more that is waiting for you. When you and I go to God in prayer, when we go to see the Lord in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, he's speaking to us. He's talking to us. He's desiring us. And in faith, we try and listen to what he's saying. And whatever that deeper water represents in our lives, we have to determine what that is. What more is God asking of me at this moment? Even if it's something that I've already done or somewhere that I've already been, how do I react when he says, go out to the deeper waters and lower your nets? Do I respond enthusiastically? Do I respond in faith? Do I do it begrudgingly? Or do I just ignore it altogether? Because you see, the choice is ours. The desire is God's.